I find that I'm fascinating.
Well, hello everyone. Recently, the internet message board 4chan has been in a legal dispute with Keir Starmer's government and the regulatory body Ofcom, which is the British media regulator, which since the Online Safety Act has had its powers expanded to the internet. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll already know that my take on this is somewhat controversial, which has led to many people calling me a great many names, because even though the de facto position of most people is to come out on the side of 4chan, I actually believe that Starmer's government, technically speaking, is in the right here. And in this video, I'm going to explain why I think that. As ever, I speak as things are, not as they ought to be. This is value-free analysis, friends. And I'll explain to you why I think that it's important that the British government actually end up winning this battle. Okay? So, first of all, what is the actual dispute about? Back in April, the British media regulator, Ofcom, sent a request to 4chan that they were hosting underage sexual images of an underage nature, basically paedophilic porn. Okay, now I don't know whether that's true or not. As far as I know, 4chan is an absolute cesspool. I mean, I just see it swarming with, you know, untrustworthy characters, to say the least. Rumours swirl about various different intelligence agencies on there. But all of that is by the by, because the fact is the British government have cause to believe that they are hosting illegal underage porn content. Okay? So they sent a request for 4chan to, you know, give up certain materials in the name of complying with British law, i.e., any website that users in Britain can access isn't allowed to host pedo porn, basically. This is what it boils down to, okay? And 4chan, as you can imagine, as you might imagine, basically just put two fingers up and said, up yours, we're not going to do that. And so the British government then said, okay, for every day that you don't comply with this request, we're going to fine you £20,000. Up to a limit of £18 million, which is what the Online Safety Act says for any company that does not comply. Now, because 4chan is owned by a Japanese fellow and hosted in the US state of Delaware, in fact, its servers are in California, but the company is based in Delaware, this has turned into a kind of sovereign rights issue. Because American patriots are saying things like, well, how dare a British the British government tell an American company what to do, okay? But the fact of the matter is that the British government already tells any company operating in the UK or any company that has a consumer base here in the UK to comply with all sorts of regulations. Otherwise, they're just not allowed to operate here, okay? And then you can say, well, okay, but because 4chan is based in Delaware and the servers are in California, actually no part of 4chan operates in the UK. But that's not true. That's not how the British government sees it. The British government says 4chan is accessible by British users. Therefore, it has a UK user base. Therefore, it must comply with UK laws. Every porn site has to comply with UK laws. Any website has to comply with UK laws under this new legislation. Just as any company that wants to sell, let's say, electronic products here, has to provide it with a three-prong plug, right? One as a kind of practical necessity, but also to comply with the regulations. So too does any website operating here have to comply with those laws. Now, then people have said, well, okay, but how about enforcing it? How about, okay, well, 4chan will just say, you know, we're not going to do this, and they've already gone to court. But the point is, getting the money off 4chan is not really what the government is up to. This is a pretext to take further action against 4chan. Okay, so they can now say, well, 4chan not only didn't comply with the regulations, but they've now broken the law by not paying these fines, which could then be a pretext to take further action against 4chan. One thing they could do, I mean, 4chan, the owner of 4chan, this Japanese guy, could unilaterally decide, as BitChute have done, and as Gab did, although Gab, for some reason, has reversed that decision in the past couple of days. I think Andrew Torba is going to be hit with a few fines too coming up. But, you know, and basically just like if you could try to get, if you try to access BitChute here in the UK, you see this. So the owners of whoever it is that owns BitChute decided that it's not worth the hassle of getting into legal trouble with the British government. So they've just pulled access here in the UK. This actually goes on all of the time. In Europe, there are data rules, which means that many websites in America, many American websites who don't want to comply with these data rules simply unilaterally say, well, actually, this service is not available to anybody in Europe. Okay, and the same happens the other way around, i.e., because on the American side, they don't want to comply with European regulations. The European website is blocked on the American side. Okay, so that actually already happens in many different areas. This is not actually anything new. What's new is that it's extending its arm into parts of the internet that people previously thought were untouchable, like 4chan. But this is what happens in every field. Okay, technology gets to a certain place, things happen. And it takes the government 10, 15 years to catch up. And that's basically what's happening here. And it will happen in every country. It's already happening in Europe. And America, mark my words, will have its own version of the Online Safety Act. In fact, it's already been discussed in the Senate. And mark my words, Trump, backed by Peter Thiel and Larry Ellison and Elon Musk and all these people, they'll all sign on to it because it expands their remit of power. Okay? So I don't really buy any of these kind of American arguments. This is a kind of matter of national pride and all of this. This is just what's going to happen. Okay? British government can already fine any American company that operates here in any way or has a UK user base. Now, why do I back the British government on this as opposed to 4chan? Well, I do actually think that it is an important principle for the matter of national sovereignty, okay? Not as a patriotic matter, but as a practical matter of, if you're going to have laws on the books, they have to be able to act on those laws. And they have to be able to, the remit expands to anybody operating here. Now, in the case of 4chan, what could happen next? So one thing is that they could take the decision like BitChute just to remove access from the UK, okay? Second thing is that the British government can go to all of the internet service providers and say, look, we've got a problem with this website here. It's not, it is outside of regulatory compliance. We consider this dark internet hosting paedophile materials. You need to take action to make sure that none of your users can access that, otherwise you are in breach of the new rules, okay? And they will get 100% compliance on that. Third thing that they could do, if it really escalates and if they really decide to battle in the courts and so on, is they could actually push criminal proceedings onto 4chan and say, look, spreading paedophile materials is against the law, and therefore it's a criminal matter, and they could put an official request to the American government to extradite the owner of 4chan. Okay, it's not going to get this far, let's face it. It's not. It's going to end up with 4chan being blocked in the UK, probably. Okay, but I'm just saying, theoretically, it could go all the way to an extradition request. And I actually had a look into the history of UK requests to extradite from the US, And it's practically unheard of for the American government to say no. The success rate is something like 71%. And of those 30%, 29% that don't get through, either the UK government withdraws the request for whatever reason, or they're still ongoing, basically. So it's a very high success rate if it ever gets that far. Okay. So what I'm saying is that this is very likely going to become the quote unquote new normal, where governments are going to actively go after those bits of the internet that they cannot regulate. Okay. And they're going to use the pretext of child porn as a justification, because basically nobody is against trying to tackle paedophilia. Okay. Now, all of you guys, you're thinking, well, this is actually a free speech issue. This is a, it's going to have a chilling effect on free speech and all of this. But let's face it, it's not, is it? Because you're still going to have your Twitter account. You're still going to, be able to go on all your different streaming sites. Those sites that comply, you can still basically say what you want, within within certain boundaries, obviously. They are basically seeing an unregulated Wild West space, and they want to regulate it. And of course, they're gonna get their way. I see a lot of wishful thinking from libertarians, from people online in general, being like, yeah, but they haven't come up against the autists of 4chan. 4chan is different. 4chan, they got the receipts. They know where the bodies are. Blah 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 blah. Look, if the British government wants to go after 4chan, then 4chan are not going to win the battle. The upshot is going to be 4chan being banned in the UK. Okay, the British government's not going to go to the effort of levying fines on a company and then just say, yeah, okay, sorry guys, we were in the wrong. They're not going to give up. It's a pretext to ban 4chan. So, yeah, and what I'm saying is that regardless of what you think about the specifics of this, the British government has got to reserve its right to be able to enforce the law of the land. Okay, this is a basic principle. You can disagree with the law, the Online Safety Act. I'm sure a lot of you do. You can disagree with the specifics, i.e. whether 4chan should be banned or not, or whether 4chan should be forced to comply with the British law enforcement. You can disagree with all the specifics, but the basic principle is, if the British government isn't sovereign, if the British government is basically just told, actually, you're not allowed to enforce these laws, let's say by the American government, or let's say by various other government, then it's not sovereign, is it? The British government has to be able to say what goes in Britain. And frankly, 4chan being on the internet in Britain is a matter of British domestic policy, basically. So foreign governments, or people like J.D. Vance or whatever, or even Donald Trump, don't really get a say in what happens under UK law. Now, there's also a lot of other things like, oh, Donald Trump will nix this, or he's going to levy tariffs over 4chan. None of that's going to happen, okay? All of that is slop. It's absolute slop. Donald Trump is not going to jeopardize the US's relationship with the UK diplomatically over 4chan, okay? You've got to get real. Not least because Donald Trump is probably going to bring in something like this, okay, in the US. And when it comes in the US, it'll have all sorts of other caveats attached, like criticism of Israel and things like that. It's going to happen. It's already in the Senate being discussed. Okay, this is just what's happening in the UK is the test pilot for what they're going to roll out everywhere. It's happening at the same time in every country. Australia's got its version. Canada's got its version. The EU's got its version. And the US has got its version. And New Zealand has got a version as well. All these countries do the same thing. They're all on the same agenda at the same time. And you're all still caught up in talking about J.D. Vance this and Donald Trump that. And, ooh, look at Keir Starmer that. They're going to do this. It's just the way of everything. It's the history of all technologies. It comes in, it's the Wild West, first of all, and the government wants to regulate it. And the government, over time, does regulate it. And eventually, it will become the quote-unquote new normal, like wearing your seatbelt in the car. Where's all my old libertarian books of people arguing against Ralph Nader about wearing a seatbelt? They lost, by the way. Where's my libertarian books about people being forced to, you know, mandatory school places? They lost, by the way. And it's like, oh, well, this is going to fail because people can get VPNs. People, 4chan users will just get VPNs. Okay, some of them will, some of them. But basically, banning sites works. It will massively decrease traffic from UK to the place that is banned. I bet you BitChute traffic from the UK is next to nil. Oh, but AA, VPN usage has gone up 400%. Yeah, 400% increase from what? You know, 10,000 nerds to 50,000 nerds or whatever. It's still peanuts. Banning stuff works, okay? In the prohibition stuff, look, I've got all the libertarian books over there. All the arguments are cope. Prohibition massively reduced alcohol intake in America. Oh, but it didn't work because they had moonshines. Some people went to moonshines. If you really wanted to get around it, you could. But most people didn't. Most people just don't, like, I mean, I've said it before. Look at Stefan Molyneux. Stefan Molyneux had 1 million subs on YouTube. They didn't follow him over to BitChute. They didn't follow him over to wherever else he went, which he was bitter about for a long time. Libertarianism destroyed by reality. People don't, if there's a little barrier put in the way, people just don't take that extra step. So the Online Safety Act, whether you hate it or love it, I don't think anybody loves it. I don't love it. I'm not particularly up for this law. But I'm saying the principle is, if you don't accept the British government's ability to do this, you're basically like against government. Okay, you're basically kind of like, you know, taking like an ANCAP line on this. What's going to happen? I don't know. I suspect that the government is not going to back down, though. And Gab, Andrew Torba, is, you know, he previously had unilaterally withdrawn Gab from the UK. Now he's put the Gab back online in the UK. He's basically goading the British government to come after him. They are going to go after him. They just are going to do it. Okay, they are going to try to get compliance on this, whether you like it or not. Does it work? Yes. It worked in China. The Great Firewall. They've done it. They can do it, and they will do it. So, how can I, after saying all that, come out in favour of what they're doing? Well, one, it's inevitable. Okay, just think about it for a second. Okay, let's just pretend that it is true that 4chan is full of foreign operatives spreading misinformation, spreading, like, you know, narratives that that foreign governments want you to follow, as an example, or it's a honeypot operation or something. Let's say you were running the government in the UK, you wouldn't try to shut it down. Donald Trump talked about banning TikTok because it was owned by China, remember? So, I mean, there's a practical need, I guess, for the government to ensure some amount of quote-unquote hygiene. In this case, they're talking about underage porn, right? But there could be scenarios where you don't want, you know, foreign spies having access to British data, as an example, as one example, right? Or you don't want foreign spies or foreign intelligence services fostering discontent in your country, as an example. Okay, there is a security element here that is non-trivial, and I just don't like you to dismiss all that. So that is a, I mean, this is just the reality of communications, the reality of governments. So I don't really see the, you know, unless you're going to take like an extreme, oh, all state is bad, all government control is bad, all, you know, all national sovereignty is bad, because really it's just one nation under free markets or something. I don't really see the arguments here. All right. Pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, buy it now, Foundations of Shakespeare, many other great courses available. And I'll catch you next time. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.